am here in Springfield, Missouri at the American Hereford Association's Hereford Genetics Summit here in Springfield, and Dr. Flavio is here with me, and I'll have him tell us a little bit about what he is doing here with us today.
So I was invited to come over here and talk to the producers about cooking high-quality beef. In this case here, we're cooking a certified Hereford beef here today. We have two cuts. We have ribeye, which is a typical American cut, and then we have also a cut that comes from the sirloin, which is called by some people the culotte. It's the bicep femoris muscle. So it's the rump cap. It's the cap of the top sirloin. It's a very popular Brazilian cut. It is considered the Brazilian ribeye, because that's our most expensive cut. Today, that cut in Brazil can go for about $50 a pound in high-end grocery stores with high-quality beef. So basically what we're doing is we got these two cuts, the sirloin and the ribeye, and we're cooking them open fire. We're using, I think today we're using oak as our wood and some charcoal. And we got the meat on skewers, and then we got also a grill made with an expanded metal sheet that we are grilling some steaks also.
Well, you just took us through kind of a mini cooking demonstration as you showed us how to cut the meat and prepare it for the grill. Kind of walk us through that.
So the bicep femoris is a triangular shaped muscle. So we're going to cut some long cuts of meat, and then they're going to be about 3 to 4 inches wide, depending on the crowd and depending on the meat. And then we're going to kind of fold it into like a butterfly shape, and then we're going to put that in a skewer. And then we're going to season with coarse sea salt, just regular coarse sea salt, and then we're going to put them in an open fire.
Well, you talked about sea salt as your only type of seasoning you put on that, no marinade. Why is that?
The sea salt seems to bring the flavor of the beef a lot. And, you know, beef is a very flavorful kind of muscle, and the sea salt just enhances that. And it seems also that the sea salt has some properties that does some quick tenderization, or in this case here, it's really quick, so we're probably not going to see that very much. But it really brings the meat flavor out of the cut.
Well, we know that corn and grain-fed beef adds fat and flavor, and most beef in Brazil is grass-fed. And so you've really learned the art of grilling, and kind of explain the differences between grilling grain versus grass-fed beef.
The difference is there is no difference. I'm going to cook them the same way. Beef is beef. Some people like the flavor profile of grain-fed, and some people like the flavor profile of grass-fed. People in South America are more used to the grass-fed than the grain-fed because we have abundance of grass. When we talk health-wise, they're both healthy, they're both good. There is not any difference. Some people think it's better for the environment, it's nicer, it sounds better to eat the grass-fed or the organic. But in actuality, research shows that there is no difference. You know, one has a little bit more omega-3, omega-6 fatty acids. The other one has more oleic acid. And then so, you know, the biggest trade-off is the flavor and also the price, because the grass fat takes a little bit longer. So those animals are slaughtered a little bit older, and then the flavor is different. The fat is a little bit yellower than the grain fat, and has less marbling. So, you know, there's going to be a trade-off in tenderness and flavor in those two. But when I cook, I don't cook them any different.
Well, standing here this evening at the Hereford Genetics Summit tailgate, we have heard lots of comments on our beef cooked many different ways. And I think that the favorites I've heard over the course of the evening is what you're doing over here at the fire pit. Kind of share with us a little bit about what some of the questions you've had as people have gone through the line and what they've shared about the product you're feeding them tonight.
Most of the questions is how come the meat tastes so good with just salt? The other one is I didn't know the sirloin tasted this good, and then the other one is that's too easy, that's too simple. So, but basically, yes, it is too simple and it is easy. There's no rocket science here. The main secret here is the salt, the fire, and then we shave the meat thin, so that way, you know, when we talk about the grass fat, there's a less tender kind of meat. And the sirloin, which is a little bit less tender than the ribeye, when we cut them thin, we kind of offset the tenderness issue, and it's going to be tender and it's going to taste good.
Does that kind of lie in with some of the misconceptions people have?
People today, we have the media today do a very poor job of talking about food. I tell my students and I tell friends and I tell people when they ask me that when I torn my ACL, I went to see an orthopedic surgeon. I didn't go see a heart surgeon or a gynecologist or any other kind of doctor. And then when people have questions about their food, they shouldn't be listening to Dr. Oz or Oprah or any of these celebrities out there, these people that are there just, you know, they're just talking stuff that they're not trained for it. And so they need to ask a meat scientist, a food scientist, you know, a person that study meat and study muscles, they can answer those questions. So a lot of the misconceptions that we had today, people are starting to learn. You know, there is, you know, we can sit here all day and talk about all kinds of issues that people talk about beef in particular, and a lot of them are myths. They're not facts.
Well, thank you, Flavio, for sharing with us and feeding the troops here at the Hereford Genetics Summit here in Springfield, Missouri. I'm Jamie Johansson.